You're listening to Direction for Life broadcast with Drs. Herbert and Marcia Bailey. For more information, visit rightdirection.info. We hope you enjoy today's broadcast.
Today's message is how to fight with your faith by Drs. Herbert and Marcia Bailey.
We're teaching about how to fight with your faith, so I decided to get my tag team partner to help me teach this. Notice I didn't say my fighting partner. I said my tag team partner. Fighting partner sound like we fight each other. But this is my tag team partner. We've been tag teaming now for over 31 years, and we got a lot of victories under our belt. Amen. That we have fought together for each other, for our family, for our ministry, and for y'all. And I asked her, this is not scripted. We don't have anything in our note that says when she says something, when I say something. This is spirit-led. So let's start off here at 1 Timothy 6 chapter, the 6th chapter in verse 12. It says, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. Notice it says this, fight the good fight of faith, whereunto and lay hold of eternal life, whereunto thou art called. That word life there, eternal life or life, is the Greek word zoe, Z-O-E. It's the God kind of life. Not talking about biological life, natural life. It's talking about this spiritual whole life that God wants us to have. But notice it says you have to lay hold on to it whereunto you are called. So even though God wants you to have the God kind of life, the God kind of job, the God kind of family, the God kind of finances, no, you have to fight for it. And you're going to have to lay hold of it. God called you to have it, but you're going to have to fight for it. Okay? Remember, I often tell you that the will of God is not what? The will of God is not automatic. Just because something's the will of God for you, it does not mean that you're going to have it. One example I used to use for that years ago is that, thank God, you know, when once we were on the other side of this thing, it really amazed me. I said, wow, we put four children through college. Wow. Or, you know, we got four children through college and went through college debt free. I'm like, wow. Well, once we're on the downside of that thing, you know, because you usually all your life raising kids, you got to prepare for college. And then when we're on the downside of that thing. But one of the things I thought about was that, you know, when our children were in high school, for three of them, I always knew Daniel would get a basketball scholarship. I had no doubt about that. The others, I didn't sure if they were going to get scholarships or not. They ended up getting them. But so I had prepaid college tuition plans for them. And even though I had prepaid the tuition and they could go to any state school and tuition was already paid for, they went to a private school, then I would just have to make up the difference of whatever it was. But even though I had done that, it was already paid for, they had to graduate from high school. Y'all with me? Even though I had done it, had already paid for it, they still had to get accepted into college. They still had to get a decent score on the ACT or the SAT. So my point is that even though I prepared that for them, it was theirs, had their name on it. They had to access it by doing what they needed to do to receive what I laid up for them. That's how it is with the promises of God in your life. God is not automatic. You're going to have to fight for what God has for you. Last week, first thing we said, you got to put your head in the fight, because the battle is first and foremost in where? Is in your mind. You win or lose based upon your mindset. You win or lose, first of all, based upon a mindset. Do you have a defeatist mindset or do you have a victory mindset? You know, I made up my mind that years ago, I will have a victory mindset. So it's my mindset. I win all the time. I don't know how long the fight going to be. I don't know, you know, I don't know how many bruises I might get in the fight, but I'm going to win. Glory to God. I'm going to come out better than I went in. The devil is going to regret messing with me. Can you say that? Say, devil, you will regret messing with me. I mean, that's that's my attitude. I'm going to win. I'm going to win. And so you have to first set your mind that I'm a winner and I'm going to win. 2 Corinthians 10, 3 through 5, I'm still reviewing. It says, for the weapons Verse 4, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, the pulling down of what? Our strongholds. Verse 5 tells us what strongholds are. Casting down imagination. So strongholds are imagination. And every high thing. Imagination are high things, are high thoughts that acknowledge itself against the knowledge of God. Imaginations and these strongholds try to tell you the word of God is not true. Tries to make you doubt the word of God. But you have to bring that into captivity, every thought, to the obedience of Christ. So strongholds are lies that have been lodged in your head. Either you lodged them, or the devil lodged them, or your family lodged them, or tradition lodged them. Strongholds that the word of God is not effective in your life because you really, there's a lie where truth should lodge. And it's almost like we got to have a spiritual lobotomy first to get rid of that old stuff, to get rid of those old thoughts, to get rid of the old wineskins so we can get that new wine. In other words, I put it another way, that you cannot be transformed until you are first informed. Say that. Say, I need to be informed so I can be transformed. And so Romans 12 and 2 tells us that we are transformed how? By the renewing of our mind. So we need new information from the word of God. A lot of people don't understand that when you come to church, okay, that this is training. This is constantly getting new information from the word of God to counter what the news says, to counter what society says, to counter what Wall Street says, to counter what interest rates say, to counter all the negative things. Maybe it's tradition. Maybe it's your family. Maybe it's your family who said, you know, we ain't never had nothing. We ain't going to have nothing. Whether it's your family who says, you know, nothing ever works out for us. You know, things are always so hard for us. You got to get some new information to counter all that stuff. My Uncle Bishop Bailey say all the time, this world has a downward pull. It has a negative, if you just go with the current, you're going to be a depressed somebody. You're going to be a broke somebody. You're going to be a sick somebody. You just go along with the current. Okay? You go along with the current, then all our kids going to hell. If you go along with the current and you let what everybody say, you know, but no, we go against the current by the word of God. We go against popular culture by navigating our lives with the word of God. And that's what we fight with. Say, I fight. With the word. So first, we said, get your thoughts together, get your mind together. And then let's look at 1 Peter 1:13. That's the scripture where we kind of left off talking about. Gird up the loins of your mind. New Living Translation says, prepare your minds for action and exercise control. And the Amplified says, brace up your mind. In other words, when you're faced with something that challenges your faith, just settle it. Get your mindset. Put your mind in gear. It's going to be a fight. Look at somebody and say, it's going to be a fight sometime. Okay? Everything's not going to come easy. It's going to be a fight. Okay? So when you get a bad doctor's report, you don't just keel over and just go look at your insurance policy and make sure you got the right beneficiaries. Amen. You say, no, it's going to be a fight. Okay. When they give you a bad report about your children, you don't just say, well, I tell you, you know, there's a lot of people in my family. You know, he's probably got that from his mama's side of the family. No, you roll up your sleeves, say it's going to be a fight. Okay. But you're going to have the end result that you believe God for. So just make it mind. It's going to be a fight. And so as a Christian, you got to set your mind that I'm a fighter. Everybody say, I'm a fighter. I fight the good fight of faith. Right? So roll up your sleeves. Put your mind in gear. And, you know, when we come to church, this is training. Okay? What's that thing? What's that thing in the military when y'all go off and you've been in the States, but then you go off for a while and they do training? What do you call that? TDY? What does TDY stand for? Y'all don't even know. All we know, you're going to TDY. Temporary duty assignment. That's PDA. See, y'all don't know. See, all you military folks, y'all always throwing out all these acronyms, and y'all don't even know what they mean. President, I'll be gone. We on TDI. Okay. Anyway, but you go away for training. Okay? In the movie, with Denzel Washington and Gene Hackman on the sub, Crimson Tide. Okay? And when they were really facing what could have been a nuclear face-off with the Russian submarine, they rang the thing and they said, "This is not a drill." In other words, why? Because we're usually doing the same thing in the drill. We do the same thing in the drill, but you need to be sober and vigilant, because we've got to understand what we did in the drill was training for what we really got to do now. Okay? When you come to church, y'all, and you're sitting under the word and getting the word, this is training. And so when you get the bad report, your attitude needs to be, this is what we trained for. When attack comes against your children, this is what we trained for. Attack comes against your marriage, this is what we trained for. Attack comes against your body, this is what we trained for. And you got to just line up your mind that what I trained for now is what I'm going to execute. Oh, that's good. You cannot execute unless you've been adequately trained. Okay, you know, I got a gun. I ain't never fired. Okay, but yeah, I ain't never fired. I don't know what it feel like to fire. Okay, but if somebody come, they gonna find out. Okay, I may go back, but they gonna go down. Boom! Whoa! Okay. But they're telling me that I need to go to the shooting range. That's what they're telling me. They're telling me I need to, because when you go to the shooting range, you get proficient at using your weapon. Oh, this is good here. When you come to church, you come to the shooting range. Amen. And this is I don't say nothing about this, but you know, the real concept of shooting range is a little crazy to me, because you don't know who those folks are got guns up in there in that shooting range. Glory to God. Yeah. You got some deranged people up there, instead of shooting that way, they want to shoot next to you. Okay. But this is a safe shooting range. Amen. When we come here, you're learning how to use your weapon. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God. And so just gear up your mind that when you've been trained, trained in the word of God, trained in confession, trained in spiritual warfare, that you got what it takes to win. Amen. The second thing I want to move on, kind of get to this last week in the next few minutes that I have. Second, you got to show up. You got to show up for the fight. You say this with me. Say, I cannot defeat what I will not face. Say it again. I cannot defeat. Look at your neighbor. Tell him, you cannot defeat what you will not face. What does that mean? That means that some battles you cannot run from. The only way you're going to defeat this thing is to face it. So you get a bad doctor report. The devil is a liar. The devil trying to use that doctor. I am not going back to that doctor. I ain't listening to that doctor. I am not going back to that doctor's office. No, you better face that fight. So because you cannot defeat what you will not face. You can't run away. You can't check out. You can't pull the covers over your head and act like this isn't happening. Many times when people go through depression, I dealt with it one time for how long? You let me deal with that thing before you took me out of there. About a month, maybe.
No, it wasn't that long.
Or Pat Moss, it wasn't that long. Maybe a couple weeks.
I think it was like maybe possibly going into the second week.
A week or two weeks.
I gave you a week, and then the second week I said, "Oh no, this is not going to be good."
I got fired. Here I am starting ministry. I got fired. I just couldn't believe why. And see, the thing, I had been standing, some of y'all heard the story. I saw the handwriting on the wall. You know, if I'm over the office and the home and all my subordinates going into the conference room talking to somebody in the home office, and nobody talking to me, and they each coming out and telling the other one, they won't talk to you now. They won't talk to you now. And then nobody talk. I saw the handwriting on the wall. Somebody read it. Tell me what it says. And I saw the handwriting on the wall said, they're going to fire you. So I counterattacked that thing in the spirit. I got all my scriptures. I prayed in tongues. And I got it. You saying it's good, but it didn't work. But I some of y'all heard me tell this before. I read Psalm 35. Psalm 35 says, Lord, fight with those that fight with me. And I stood, and I stood, they will not, and Pastor Mar stood in agreement with me.
I'm praying for you.
She
I'm
said, no weapon formed against you shall prosper.
Get back in there. You got
I said,
it.
Honey,
you got it. You can do
I said,
it.
Baby,
you can do
I need
it. You
to quit.
It. No, 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 no. You need
I said,
to,
I need to quit before they fire me. She said, they ain't going to fire you.
No, no.
They can't fire you. No weapon formed against you shall
prosper.
You got
to go to work.
Go on back out there to work.
You
I said, honey,
work.
It's going to be easy to find a job
no,
if I
no,
say
no,
I
no,
quit.
No, 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 no. Get back
said,
in
no,
there.
No, they can't fire you. I'm praying for you. Okay? And one day they fired me.
Sure did.
And I couldn't understand. Yeah. I left home that day with my company car, with my corporate American Express, with my company laptop, okay, and with my company briefcase. I went to work with all that. I came home hitching a ride with none of that stuff.
Yeah.
And I just couldn't believe how could it, Lord, I'm your servant. You know, how could it, and I'm laying in the bed. I don't know if we had them up before, but I remember I have these black blinds.
Went,
I put them on the windows and put black
you
blinds
and
on.
Those black
and I tried
blinds.
To keep everything, and I laid in the bed, sure and did. I just wanted to, when the sun came out, I felt like I was Dracula. I didn't want to get out the bed, okay? And one day, Marcia come in there, just open up the windows, the sun came, and pull the covers. Get up. You can't do this. Get up. This ain't going to work. You got to get up and do something. Get up and pray. Get up, do something. Okay? See, what was I doing? I was trying to pull the covers over my head. Pulling the covers over your head don't make the problem
right,
go away.
Right.
After you get from under the covers, you still got those bills.
Right. You know, you started this out. You started out saying, you know, that, you know, we have the victory and every faith fight you declare that we win. But sometimes, you know, and this takes us right back to the beginning, what you were saying. Sometimes in your faith fight, it doesn't look like you received the victory.
Mm.
It doesn't look. So sometimes at that present moment, you felt like you feel like you lost the battle. But what even in that, he came home without the job. We declaring, we decreeing, we believe in God. But what I discovered in this season of my life, and not even I have to wait this long, I realized even though it looked like we lost, we won.
Right.
And so sometimes you can't wait and can't look through the emotions of that moment or the chatter of that moment. Sometimes you got to keep your eyes on God and trust him to see. To really see, oh no, we won. We won. We won in our area of our faith. We won in learning how good God is. We learned and we got the victory that we saw and discovered that he was a provider.
Amen.
We discovered that he's a keeper.
Amen.
And he delivers you out of depression.
Amen.
We would not have understood, received, or walked in any of those things unless we went through that. So what the devil meant for evil, God gets in it.
See, this life of faith is that. It's a life of faith. It's not a season of faith.
Right.
It's not a year of faith. It's a life of faith. And so if it looked like you have some defeats in this season, it's all right. It ain't about this season. It's
right.
About my life.
Right.
You follow me? Right. So if I lost in this season, I'm going to win in the next season.
Right.
And by the time you look over my life, glory to God, you will see I have won more than I ever lost.
Right.
You know, we talk about, again, we talk about, people talk about Muhammad Ali and when he passed away, everybody affirmed, you know, that he was the greatest of all times and all that. But he lost. He was known as the greatest of all time, not because he never lost, but because despite him losing, he came back and won three times. Are you following me? That's what made him a champion, is that, and that he won more than he lost, and that when he lost, he got back up again. And so you have to understand this fight of faith is not just about this event. And that's where trusting God comes in. Because trusting God says, this is what I'm expecting, that I was expecting to never get fired. I was never expected to never lose my job. But even in this, since I lost my job and God concerned with my life, then God's still going to do something. That's where that even now faith comes in. Even now, I still, even that's that yet praise, that yet faith. I still believe his heart, my heart is fixed trusting in God. Amen. So you can't defeat what you will not face. Can't run away. You can't check out. Can't pull the covers over your head. Exodus 14, 13 through 15, when Moses and the children of Israel, okay, Pharaoh changed his mind. He had a V8 and said, what in the world have I done? Letting these children of Israel go. Who's going to build our nation now? What are we going to do without all this free labor? And he gets all his captains. It was strategic. He gets all his captains, his best, all the captains in his army and the generals, and they go after the Egyptians. He takes, the Bible says he took all of his chariots, which was that was like the nuclear weapons of his day. He takes all his chariots and he goes after them. And so now we got the Red Sea in front of us. We got mountains on the side of us, and we got Pharaoh and his army pursuing. And Moses stands up in Exodus 14, 13 through 15, says, fear not, stand still, see the salvation which he will show to you today. The Egyptians who you see today, you will see them again, no more forever. The Lord will fight for you. You shall hold your peace. And the Lord said unto Moses, wherefore cried thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel that they do what? Come on, that they do what? That they do what? Not retreat. That they go forward. Keep on going. I know the enemy's pursuing you. I know you're scared. But you got to keep going. To fight the good fight of faith, you got to keep going. You got to keep going, knowing that God got a plan for where he's taking me. Tell them to go forward. You can't run away. They couldn't run back. They were, in this case, they couldn't fight. The word of the Lord was go forward. Look to your neighbor. Say, keep on going. Keep on going. So you've heard me say before, this is a quote I looked up to, and I think I found out this one came from Winston Churchill. He said, when you're going through hell, don't stop. Again, when you're going through hell, just don't stop. If you're going through hell, then keep on going. And then we got a scripture, thou will not leave my soul in hell. Don't sleep in hell. Don't rest in hell. Don't just complain about all the hell. Keep on going through and come on out.
They were probably tired, running, and they probably exhausted. They probably had a lot of things going on physically, and then they get to this place, and they still had to go forward. Sometimes this whole faith walk is painful. Sometimes you get tired. Sometimes you don't know what to do. Sometimes you're confused. I'm sure they thought when God delivered them, it was going, hey, you delivered us, so bring us to this place. No, they had to walk to that place. And they had to travel to that place, carry all their young ones, everything. And sometimes, even in all of that, we still have to go forward. You lose your house, you got to go forward. You have a miscarriage, you have to go forward. You get a divorce, you have to go forward. And so sometimes we think, and we would love, I'm telling you, we would love for it to be easy. Jesus never promised that this would be easy. But one of the things we get instructions to fight. We get instructions to move forward. We get instruction to stand. And the reason why they tell us to stand in Ephesians, because you want to lay down.
Yeah.
Or you got knocked down. You know, or the pressure's too much. And the Lord says, stand. So it's not easy. This faith walk, this faith journey, it's so far from easy. You need to build muscle. You have to discipline yourself. You got to talk to yourself. You got to get your mind together. Sometimes you feel like you're crazy. That's why the scripture said, gird up the loins of your mind. And so you have to have self-control. You have to have discipline. You have to make some choices. You have to make some decisions. When you're training and you're trying to develop yourself, there's certain things you eat. There's certain things you don't eat. I'm trying to go through a program now, and they say, don't eat this. I want that.
Every battle that you encounter may not be a physical fight, Sometimes you will have to fight with your faith. Drs. Herbert and Marcia Bailey give you strategies to win in the spiritual realm. Order this powerful 5-part series today for your love gift of $25 or more. Just call 1-877-798-LIFE or go online to rightdirection.info. Ask for How to Fight with Your Faith. If you are in our area, come join us at one of our 3 locations. In Columbia, South Carolina, Sunday morning worship is at 7:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. Wednesday Bible study is at 12 noon and 7 p.m. Friday women's Bible study is at 12 noon. Our worship center is located at 3506 Broad River Road in Columbia. In Orangeburg, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Trey and Katie Brave for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 990 Willington Drive in Orangeburg. In Florence, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Dwayne and Denise White for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 1507 King Avenue in Florence. Please email your testimonies to praisereport@rightdirection.info or letters can be mailed to P.O. Box 21672, Columbia, South Carolina 29221. Please consider partnering with us or send a one-time financial gift. For more information, visit our website at rightdirection.info or call us toll-free at 877-798-5433. Right Direction Ministries, empowering people and changing generations.